Rex Latchford here with another Day Page. I'm away on assignment, so today we'll hear the headlines from Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! At democracynow.org.
JP Morgan Chase has reportedly reached a tentative deal with the Justice Department to pay $13 billion to settle claims over its sale of flawed mortgage-backed securities that were at the core of the financial crisis. The Obama administration's planning to release more than $1.6 billion in military and economic aid to Pakistan. The aid was suspended following tensions over a number of incidents, including the U.S. raid in Pakistan that killed Osama bin Laden, a U.S. airstrike that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers, and ongoing U.S. drone strikes. The meeting comes as Pakistan has confirmed to a United Nations official that at least 400 civilians have been killed by drone strikes in the past decade, plus an additional 200 victims deemed probable non-combatants. The head of the Arab League has confirmed talks on Syria's civil war are scheduled for November 23rd in Geneva. Meanwhile, in a lesser-told side of Syria's civil war, Muslim clerics have reportedly issued a fatwa, or religious ruling, allowing people to eat dogs, cats, and donkeys, as residents of rebel-held South Damascus face starvation conditions. The Financial Times reports areas including parts of the Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp have faced an almost total blockade of supplies since the summer, leaving some residents to subsist on leaves, animal feed, and the contents of garbage bins. Signs on pro-government checkpoints read, "Hunger or kneel." The area is just a short drive from where United Nations weapons inspectors are staying as they carry out an international mandate to destroy Syria's chemical arsenal. In Alberta, Canada, a train carrying crude oil and liquefied petroleum gas ran off the track Saturday, sparking a massive fire and forcing roughly 100 people to evacuate. 13 cars derailed, one exploded, at least two others also caught fire. It's the third time a Canadian National Railways train carrying hazardous materials has derailed in the past month. The commander of the U.S. Apache pilots, who were caught on tape firing on civilians in Iraq in the infamous collateral murder video, has spoken out about the incident for the first time. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Chris Wallach spoke to the Army Times ahead of the release this past Friday of The Fifth Estate, a feature film about WikiLeaks. Wallach defended the behavior of the pilots, which was seen around the world after WikiLeaks posted the video provided by whistleblower Chelsea Manning in 2010. The video, recorded in July of 2007, shows U.S. pilots mocking their victims, celebrating as they carry out an attack that killed 12 people below, including two Reuters employees. Reuters driver Saeed Shema survived an initial strike, but the pilots fired again when they saw people trying to load the wounded Shema into a van.
I lost him in the
dirt. I got him. Should have a van in the middle of the road with about 12 to 15 bodies.
Oh yeah, look at that, right through the windshield.
President Obama is set to speak at the White House today about the technical issues that have plagued the rollout of his signature health care law. The administration claims some 476,000 applications have been filed through federal and state exchanges, but they've not said how many people have actually enrolled. Now the New York Times reports it may be weeks or even months before the cascade of glitches is resolved. France has summoned its U.S. ambassador to explain reports based on documents leaked by Edward Snowden that show the National Security Agency accessed more than 70 million French phone records over a period of just 30 days. The report in Le Monde newspaper was co-authored by former Guardian journalist Glenn Greenwald. It reveals how the U.S. swept up text messages containing certain keywords and automatically recorded conversations that used certain numbers. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius called the tactics totally unacceptable. Meanwhile, a report in the German magazine Der Spiegel, based on Snowden's leaks and co-authored by Laura Poitras, reveals the NSA has been systematically spying on the Mexican government for years. A May 2010 report shows the NSA hacked into an email server used by then-President Calderon and his cabinet members as part of an operation dubbed Flat Liquid. Last month, current Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto summoned the U.S. ambassador following reports the NSA had monitored his communications while he was still a candidate. Anti-austerity protests are continuing to sweep across Europe. In Madrid, Spain, last week, a group of scientists, some wearing black, gathered to hold a moment of silence for the research they say has been killed by budget cuts. In Portugal, tens of thousands protested Saturday. And in Rome, Italy, tens of thousands took to the streets Saturday. And the teenage girl whose rape in Maryville, Missouri, sparked a nationwide outcry after the charges were dropped against her accused rapist, a well-connected high school football player, has written about the experience online. Daisy Coleman was 14 when she says she was raped by Matthew Barnett at a gathering of high school athletes. In a post on the blog XO Jane, Daisy describes how on that night in 2012, she was told to drink from a tall shot glass, quote, "Then it was like I fell into a dark abyss," Daisy writes. "That's all I could ever remember from that night." Daisy then describes how she was dropped in the snow outside her house in 22-degree weather, where her mother found her in the morning. She describes the outcome of the rape kit when doctors, quote, verified that her nightmares were real. And she recalls how after reporting the rape, she was, quote, suspended from the cheerleading squad and people told me that I was asking for it and would get what was coming. Online, people urged her to kill herself, which she tried to do twice. Daisy continues, "I also refuse to be a victim of cruelty any longer. This is why I'm saying my name. This is why I'm not shutting up." And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.
Thank you, Amy. That's another Day Page. You can find them all at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb with thanks to democracynow.org. See you tomorrow for another Day Page.